At 7:05, we have a partly cloudy sky. It's 37 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high near 70. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, and the news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about refills Rex Packs. Taking a look at the news this morning, the Guthrie County Sheriff's deputy was injured during an incident Sunday afternoon in Casey. According to the sheriff's report, at around 1:30 p.m., a Guthrie County deputy had attempted to detain Michael Cole Joint of Murray in the come-and-go parking lot in Casey. When Joint resisted arrest and allegedly assaulted the deputy, a bystander stepped in and assisted the deputy with controlling the man. The Dallas and Adair County Sheriff's offices responded, along with the Iowa State Patrol. Michael Joint was transported to the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office and booked in on charges that include possession of methamphetamine, third offense, possession of drug paraphernalia, operating while intoxicated, first offense, driving under suspension, harassment in the third degree, assault on a peace officer, and interference with official acts with injury to the peace officer. It's not clear what the severity of the injuries to the deputy were. Additional charges are possible in this case. The joint was being held in the Guthrie County Jail, pending an appearance before the Guthrie County Magistrate. His bond was set at $5,000. The Sheriff's Office said it greatly appreciates the assistance of responding agencies, along with a bystander who stepped in to assist the deputy in bringing the situation to a peaceful conclusion. The Adams County Sheriff's officials report an arrest was made following a traffic stop early this morning for speeding and expired registration. The stop took place near the Adams-Taylor County line at around 12:17 a.m. Authorities say upon further investigation, the driver of the vehicle, Justin Levi Brown of Clearfield, was arrested for driving under suspension with 19 withdrawals in effect, possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Adams County deputies were assisted by the Taylor County Sheriff's Office and located a meth pipe and marijuana during their search. A collision Sunday morning in Adams County that resulted in one of two people being injured remains under investigation. The Iowa State Patrol says a 2011 Toyota Sienna minivan was traveling west on Highway 34 at around 6:40 a.m. near the 74-mile marker when it twice rear-ended a westbound 2005 Hyundai Elantra that was also heading west on 34. The Hyundai came to rest in the eastbound lane of travel while the Toyota continued westbound into the south ditch before coming back across the roadway and coming to rest in the north ditch. The driver of the minivan, 28-year-old Tyler Lindemann of Clearfield, was not wearing a seatbelt. He suffered life-threatening injuries and was flown by helicopter to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. The driver of the other vehicle was not injured. He was identified as 18-year-old Luke Stausgaard of Clearfield. The van was said to have been reported stolen. A female juvenile was injured during a UTV accident that occurred around 2:40 p.m. Saturday northeast of Bedford. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office reports the accident happened in the 2400 block of Lake Road. A 9-year-old female was transported by Taylor County EMS to the Clarinda Regional Health Center for treatment of undisclosed injuries. No other information was released. A traffic stop for speeding Saturday night in Adams County resulted in the arrest on drug charges of a man and woman from Colorado. According to the Sheriff's Office, a deputy stopped a vehicle at around 10:45 p.m. Saturday near Highway 34 and Notchwood. Upon further investigation, the driver of the vehicle, Brooke Nelson of Aurora, Colorado, was arrested for driving while license revoked, possession of a controlled substance, cocaine, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Nelson was also cited for excessive speed. A passenger in the vehicle, Raymond Sandoval, also of Aurora, was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, cocaine, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Adams County deputies were assisted at their investigation by the Iowa State Patrol. Authorities say law enforcement officers descended on a Des Moines International Airport for what turned out to be a false alarm about a shooting. The officers headed to the airport around 8 p.m. Sunday. Des Moines television station KCCI reports the call that spurred a quick response was made by a woman with mental health issues. Police say she reported that shots had been fired at a van. The officers found no evidence of any shooting, though, and the woman was taken to a hospital for evaluation. And officials of the Iowa Department of Corrections say a staff member was assaulted by a patient at the Iowa Medical Classification Center in Coralville at around 10 a.m. on Friday. The staff member, a nurse, was working at her computer terminal when the patient entered the office and began hitting her multiple times with a closed fist. Correctional officers and other staff in the area quickly responded and took control of the patient once they heard noises coming from the office. The staff member was sent by ambulance to the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics in Iowa City, and they were released from the hospital to the care of their family later that same day. The incident remains under investigation, and no further information is available at this time on that particular incident. Also, authorities in Grundy County are investigating a fatal fire. Elwin Huffman reports from Waterloo.
Crews were dispatched to extinguish a garage fire at a residence in Rhinebeck around 11 a.m. on Sunday. Sheriff's officials say after firefighters arrived and put out the blaze, a body was found inside the garage. According to authorities, the identity of the victim and the cause of death are pending an autopsy. The state fire marshal's office has been called in to help local investigators determine the cause of the fire. I'm Elwin Huffman.
In the funeral announcements, Herta Clark, age 90, of Panora, died Tuesday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Herta Clark will be today at 10:30 at Panora United Methodist Church. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Larry Buttry, Sr., age 81, of Harlan, died Wednesday at the Elmcrest Assisted Living Facility. Funeral services for Larry Buttry, Sr., will be today at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Leona Petty, age 101, who's formerly of Adair, died October 30th. Funeral services for Leona Petty will be today at 11 o'clock at the Resurrection Lutheran Church in Ankeny. Dennis Carl Johnson, age 75, of Griswold, died Wednesday at Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. A celebration of life visitation for Dennis Johnson will be this evening from 5 until 8 o'clock at the Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Barbara Jean Tulin Klein, age 96, of Menlo, died Friday at Glen Oaks Alzheimer's Special Care in Urbandale. Funeral services for Barbara Klein will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Harold Smith, age 86, of Texas, died November 17th. Graveside services with full military honors for Harold Smith will be held Wednesday at 11 a.m. in the Harlan Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Richard Dick Howard, age 88, of Atlantic, died November 20th at Atlantic Specialty Care. A celebration of life service for Dick Howard will be held next Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen.